5 Tango Mexico, listening, anyone copy?
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. VA 3HRY in Windsor.
Hey, good afternoon, Henry. Hopefully you had a good Christmas sober.
Well, Tom, I didn't get any coal, so... Yeah, all good. Weather isn't cooperating. It's not cold, but we got some heavy rain, and it's freezing. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm afraid of these drivers. VA5TM, VA3HRY.
I think we were talking over each other there, Henry.
The best driver in the world, but if you got some crazy drivers out in the icy roads, you got to worry about them as well as yourself. Oh well. So you never got any lumps of coal. Did you get any good radio stuff, over?
No radio related anything. I heard Emil in there. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, sorry, Henry. I think we both came in at the same time to say hi to Tom, but anyway, it's all good. I'm still following my Picos there. I see yours peaking again today, over.
Ah, no way. I didn't look. But I did see that video. And interesting, I also read a lot of the comments. And I'm really disappointed in the human race when so many think we're still on a flat earth. Seriously. The bad news is that these people who believe in a flat earth can vote. And anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. Tom, go ahead.
Roger. Seems like I'm missing something, but no, I understand there's all sorts of people out there, Henry. And good day to Emil. Hopefully your Christmas was good. Sitting here playing her nice and quiet. We got a little bit of freezing rain this morning, and they're calling for severe snowfall this evening. So I'm sitting inside where it's safe and warm and hoping for the best, hoping it'll bypass us mostly anyway. Turn it over to you there, Emil, if you have anything for us. VE1 Echo Papa and the group, VA5 Tango Mike.
Yeah, not much more to add there, Tom. We're getting some snow puffies here. I think you're probably got an inch or two down now. I've got to get out there and see if I can... get some more wood there for the stove because it's going to be another chilly night. But sad to see what's going on there in California on the coast. They had monsoon rains come in unexpectedly. But they were forewarned, but yet there's multitudes that passed away because of the flooding and people playing in the woods and playing in the water. And it's silly. It's really, really silly. I guess they choose to speak to the politicians than the meteorologist people there, I guess. Over.
Roger. I would turn it over to Henry there. I don't have a lot left, but I'll turn it over to you for a final there, Henry. Appreciate the shout out this morning, or this afternoon. VA3HRY VA5 Tango Mike.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Yeah, I saw a video on the launch of a balloon for high altitude, and there was this thing, this argument, comments in the comment sections about the curvature of the Earth. Some saw it, some didn't. I did, but it launched a bunch of comments about flat Earth versus round Earth. But anyway, Emil, I do see the KC3LBR 226 over Kazakhstan, I think. Yeah, very good. Thanks for letting me know. I didn't see that earlier. Tom, hope everything's going good with you, and you're having a good time with the holidays. And I'll give it back to you, Tom. VA3HR.
Yeah, Roger. I'm just playing her nice, quiet, and warm. So I'll let you go and let you talk to Emil there, Henry. VA3HRY, VA5, Tango Mike, 73, guys.
Seven, three to Tom. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, 7-3 there, Tom. Always great to hear you in there, that's for sure. One Echo, Papa Portable will clear. And, we had two lost balloons. They didn't go up very high, Henry. And there seems to be like two or three each day that go up and come right down. They don't even go up to 12,000 meters, so obviously Mission Control had a problem there, over.
Houston, we have a problem. Yeah. Well, it happens. That's part of the fun. I mean, if it was the same every time, if the results were always the same, it wouldn't be any fun, right? It's like the old fishing philosophy. If I knew I was going to catch a fish every time I threw the line in, I wouldn't fish at all. But, yeah, very good. And thanks for letting me know about the KC3LBR. There it is. And, yeah, not going anywhere, Emil. It's all ice out there. It rained after last time I talked to you. I mean, it came down pretty good. And it shouldn't be freezing. We got about a +2 right now, but for whatever reason, the surface parking lots, the surface of vehicles are all ice. So it makes it for a fun day. That's why I'm staying in, sitting by the fire, and enjoying, you know what I'm going to say, a cup of coffee. VE1, EP, VA3, HOI.
Yeah, as my balloonist engineer, did you find any specifics on that reading of the second launch there? Any specifics that sort of come to mind? Over.
Emil, I'm not sure I understand your question, but reword it. Maybe I'm slow today, like a lot of days, but I'm not sure I understood your question. Try it again.
Yeah, did they mention anything about the lift, how many grams of lift they use for the launch? Over.
No, I don't remember anything about that. That would have been interesting in how much gas to use in that. I do remember reading that just to get started was about $2,200, and that's American, and that was what, 9 years ago or 6 years ago? Yeah, it sounds a little expensive. I did notice what you mentioned sometime back, that there was an airport nearby. I'm not sure that's an airport, but it sure looks like one. The sound, the beeping. Originally, it's loud, easy to hear, and as you get higher and higher, as the balloon got higher, the beeping almost disappeared. As it came back down, the beeping came back loud. I think it's because of thin air. Sound doesn't travel too easily in thin air, so it was easier to hear as the balloon came back down versus up at its highest point. Over.
Yeah, I think they said it was in the ionosphere. I think they explained it there. I noticed that. I couldn't figure it out, but once it went over the clouds, it seemed like the beacon was real, real low until it blew up and then it came down. That was a spectacular view, by the way, coming down. But I'm not sure if it was that balloon or the other one that they said that the parachute didn't open properly, so I'll have to investigate that one now. Anyway, Henry, I'm just about finished with my Picos there. We have 10 new launches there yesterday and two failures. And I think there's about 20 reporting. So the count on reporting is still very, very low considering what it was last summer. One echo, Papa Portable clear, and I'll let you know when I get a final report there, Henry. Over.
Yeah, okay, Emil. And yeah, I don't know whether the balloon or the parachute did open or what. I don't know. But I did notice after the landing, I saw a couple of cars going by. So it landed near a road in an orchard, I think. and that was really neat to see the couple cars going by. Okay, Emil, I'll talk to you later. I'll be listening. VE1EP, VA3HLY, 73. Good talking to you again.